and beyond. Discover the School of Library and Information Management at emporia.edu/slim.
Garage sale listings on the air and on the web at Garage Sale Prices. Call 342-1400 or log on to kvoe.com for details. You're right here with us every day.
It's what I listen to.
And we have just one thing to say. Thanks for listening. 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, KVOE, live and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is 8:17. Right now, 80 degrees, a high today of 97, a high tomorrow of 99. Heat index readings in the 103 to 110 range, so keep cool, keep safe the next couple of days because relief is coming starting on Sunday. It's go time, really, for the Emporia Public Library, which has been undergoing several renovations over the last few months, and things reopened to the public here today. We're pleased to be joined by Library Director Robin Newell as our 8:05 newscast continues.
Robin, are you ready to open the doors?
Oh, my gosh, are we ready to open the doors? We are beyond ready. We are so excited to have the public back in the building again. So, yes, I can say we are excited. The library board is excited. I'm sure the city staff is excited as well to have things return to a bit of normal at the library.
Understood. Now, when does the library officially open up here to the public for the first time in several months?
9 o'clock this morning. We're doing our regular hours, which are Monday through Friday, 9 to 6. Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 5. So we'll open this morning at 9. We'll close today at 6. And then we'll be open again tomorrow at 1.
Well, let's talk about the renovations that have been done. I assume you're excited about that too, Robin.
Oh, my gosh. I can't say enough good things about the city and the process that they've gone through to get that atrium to stop leaking. They literally pulled our glass atrium off the building and rebuilt that entire structure to have vertical windows, which are going to have less chance of leaking. So it looks beautiful. If you haven't seen it, not many people have seen it because we've been closed, but come in and look up and see the beautiful new atrium that we have. It's just amazing, and we are so happy to not have, again, the leaking that we have had for several years. And just want to say, again, thank you for that renovation. It just looks super. So,
what are some of the other renovation processes that you've been going through here this spring and summer?
Well, we will be having a new roof put on. It's our understanding that will happen in the next few months as well. So that will shore up our whole roof. And leaks are one of the worst things you could have in a library because it lets water and humidity in, and that's the worst thing for books. But those are the biggest renovations that we have going on right now.
So, Robin, when is the last time you've been able to really open your doors to the public? I mean, obviously last year was really tough.
We were open from November 14th of 2020 until May 17th of 2021, and had people in the building and everything. And then on May 17th, because they had to put the scaffolding in the middle of the atrium and use our east entrance for construction, we switched from allowing people in the building to actually back to doing curbside out of our west children's patio door. So it's been since May 17th we haven't been able to have people in the building, but they just took the scaffolding down last week. They had some minor. It might have been even this week. You lose track after a while.
Yeah, sure.
It's done now, and we'll be open to the public. Computers will be available. The children's computers are back in. We haven't put the manipulatives out yet in the children's department simply because we are still concerned with COVID and the COVID variant that's happening right now in Lyon County. So, but the computers are out. It's business pretty much back to normal. We of course don't have our story times in August, but we'll go back to our regular story time schedule starting in September. And we have we're working on a newsletter right now that'll be put out for the public with our entire schedule on it. And they can always see our schedule on our website at emporialibrary.org or like us on Facebook, and we'll have our programs on there as well.
I have to ask, Robin, obviously, because we've got concerns about the COVID-19 variant, which may come back into the picture and force folks to make more adjustments. What's the game plan in case you have to restrict access yet again?
The game plan right now is we are masks are strongly recommended, and that's the county policy. Masks are strongly recommended, so we will go with that policy. We will probably see many of our staff members wearing masks, as far as anything else, right now we're going to wait until I know the school board just came out with a mask are going to be required for children in the schools. We're going to wait probably until later in August, because our programs don't start until September, to be making any decisions about how our programs will be run and whether we'll require masks for children or not.
Yeah, pretty early to make that call. Things are changing, it seems like. We've used the word fluid, you know, so often here in the past,
right,
past year plus, but so we'll just kind of wait and see. So you're encouraging social distancing too, I assume, Robin?
Yeah. Yes, we're still encouraging social distancing, at least 3 to 6 feet. We have hand sanitizers all over the library. The restrooms are open, so please wash your hands. But yeah, we still have our plastic up, our plastic shields. So we are still taking precautions to try to be as aware as we possibly can, but not to the point where we would have to shut the doors. Now, things change, and we don't know what the future is going to hold. But right now, we are just excited to have the public back in the building return to some degree of normal circulation and people using the computers and that type of thing.
Outstanding.
Well, yeah, and we're excited to be able to say the library's open.
I know. And with the library being open, I know the second question that I've gotten a lot of is, when's the next book sale? And the next book sale will be on September 11th. Time to be announced. That's still kind of under discussion with the Friends. But that is September 11th. We'll be running our book sale the same day as the Great American Market. So if you're downtown shopping, pop over and come to the book sale. But just watch. There'll be more information coming out on that. We are not taking donations at this time. Okay. And there will be more announcements coming out with that. But expect that announcement, because we expect truckloads of books. So we want to make sure that we are ready. Yeah, we are ready at the library. We want to make sure that the Friends are ready as well. So no donations yet, but that's coming next.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Well, Robin, congratulations on getting to this point, and best of luck here through the rest of the year.
I just want to say thank you to our staff, too. They've been through a lot with all this back and forth and back and forth, so... they've done a great job, and the library board's been very supportive. So thank you to everybody.
Great job. Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Robin.
Bye-bye.
Robin Newell, director of the Emporia Public Library. Yes, the library is open. And the fall book sale, by the way, is September 11th. I don't know if you heard that or not, John.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm put that on the calendar for a lot of other things that are happening there in early September. Want to let you know, too, that as we look at the live and local calendar, we're just a couple of minutes away from What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton. And don't forget Talk of Emporia at 11:06 here this morning. We'll be taking a look at the inner workings of Corner House, maybe how Corner House is also adjusted and adapted.